Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a very, very impressive win over Northern New Mexico. An interesting game from the standpoint that, I got to be honest, we've joked about it before. I got home and my daughter says, let me guess, the best game ever. And I said, no, not in this case. We actually won pretty easy. For the most part, this was a game you pretty much, I thought, controlled from start to finish.
Well, you know, I thought we controlled the game from start to finish. I thought, you know, offensively, we've been able to score baskets. And so that's a really good thing. I mean, we seem to, you know, that seems to be something that we're doing with a little bit more ease. The concern that I had after the game and during the game and in the middle of the game is, you know, I just think that I didn't think we defended the way we're capable of, and I thought our rebounding was really lackadaisical. On the upside, you know, we won by 21, and we didn't play our best basketball by any stretch of the imagination. And so there's still so much for us to do to get better at, but it's nice to win.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the rebounding thing because it's a battle you actually won statistic-wise, 40-34. What was your concerns about the rebounding? Because, again, you look at those numbers and you say, geez, looks like you did pretty good.
We gave up 11 offensive rebounds in the first half. We didn't get close to one another. I mean, balls were shot. We turned straight-legged, watched the ball hit off the rim. We didn't get into somebody and block them off and go, you know, compete for rebounds that way. And that's something that we do every day, and we really pride ourselves in. And you know, we can get better at that. I thought defensively, I just didn't think we were quite on the edge. Now, that might have, you know, we're up 20 at the half. The same thing happened with us at Dominican. We were up 30 at the half, you know what I mean? And we kind of lost our edge. But, you know, if you're a real baller and you're a real basketball player, when you get out there and play, it's, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is and who you're playing. I mean, you know, it's on. And so, you know, I think that's something that we need to be more consistent at the defense and the rebounding part of it. But, you know, you got to like the fact that you look at our scoring, and we don't have anybody with 20, but we have a whole pile of guys that are, you know, I think we have 9 guys between almost 10 and, you know, close to 14. And, you know, shooting a very good field goal percentage, you know, so we've got pretty good balance. I mean, 6 guys doing that's quite a good mix for offense.
Yeah, they talk about that a lot, that it's tough to play sometimes with a big lead. So I assume it's got to be almost an attitude thing. I don't think any player goes into a halftime or at any point of the game and say, oh, geez, we're up by 20, I can relax now or what have you. I know that they're not thinking that. Is it a subconscious thing to you sometimes that when you get that lead, you lose a little bit of an edge that maybe you have in a closer game?
Well, you know, I just thought I don't think we really ever fully embrace the defensive component of it during the game. The one thing that we did was we scored. We scored in transition. We put offensive tipbacks back in the hole. We shot the ball well. We broke people down off the dribble. We ran our offense well. And so sometimes I thought they missed shots. You know, I don't think it was because we defended them into missing shots. They missed shots. And we make them. You know, so if we continue to make them and then, you know, shore up those other 2 areas, then we have a chance to be, you know, a fairly decent basketball team. But if we think we're going to win championships or play, you know, at the highest level outscoring somebody, that's a pretty silly philosophy.
I want to talk about some of those individual performances coming up, including a couple of players that may not necessarily show up on the stat sheet, as Montana State Billings actually off this weekend, but they'll be back in action Monday at home against Dixie State, looking for a little bit of revenge there. We'll be talking about some of those individual performances during the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at Sign Pro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with Sign Pro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, Sign Pro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men. Now 4-2 on the year as they get an easy win over Northern New Mexico. I hate to use the term easy, but let's say a relatively comfortable win, to say the least. Another big game for Lasha Pargalave. Ends up with 18 points to lead the way. You had Derek Wright with 17. In fact, five scores in double figures. DeAndre Chambers, another big game, you know, just about at his average at 14. Brad Hodge with 13, Mike McCrary with 10. Again, and you know, it didn't just stop there. You had some other contributors, but when you talk about getting five scores in double figures, obviously you're going to have some success.
Well, you know, I think some of it starts with DeVell Jackson. He had 12 assists.
Sure.
And so, you know, he's an unbelievable passer in open court situations and when he breaks people down. And so he gets people basketballs in positions on the floor where they can make baskets. You know, knock on wood, Lasha continues to play the way he has the last three games because he's certainly a different basketball player than what we had, you know, in the games at the start of the year. Probably, you know, one could argue the fact why you have your leading scorer coming off the bench in DeAndre Chambers. Well, it's, you know, fairly simple from where I sit. He can play the small forward, the off guard, or the point guard. And so it's really comfortable. You know, he's going to play starter minutes. That's the most important thing. Shooting 50% from behind the arc, guards the other team's best player all the time. And he's got such a motor. He's just really enjoyable to coach. So, you know, Derek and Brad have been really consistent for us inside. You know, and you were mentioning earlier about the guys that maybe don't show up in the stat sheets. And I can tell you that Hanson and Blaine have been really, really valuable to us in what they contribute. You know, Kurt's, you know, really, his offensive game is really starting to pick up. I mean, he turned and used a Perkins move and stuck a jump shot in the hole the other night. And Hanson, you know, comfortably got a basketball next to the rim and scored it. And so they're not just the screener, defensive rebounder type people. You know, they've worked really hard to, you know, perfect their craft as far as scoring around the basket. And I think that we're going to see more and more from that as time, you know, as time goes on. Mike McQuarrie in that game, you know, he gets in early foul trouble, and a lot of that was him. I mean, he didn't have a plan when he was guarding the ball, and the guy went by him, and he got some fouls. Pretty exciting dunks, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? We had the two lob plays to him, and then he comes down the middle and grabs the missed shot. You know, and you know, I wouldn't say that was a tip dunk. I'd say that was a grab and slam type dunk. But he ends up, in all reality, in 20 minutes, he has a double-double at the end of the night. So, you know, again, I think the thing that makes us dangerous or can make us dangerous is that we have a whole list of people at any one given time that are capable of big nights.
I tell you, a player that really impressed me, I mentioned it to you the other day, was Andrew Hickman. You know, he doesn't come in for a lot of time, ends up with three rebounds in 5 minutes of play, and he got those in different fashion. I saw him, you know, for a big guy, he seems to move pretty well. He got a loose ball rebound there that he had to chase down. Man, he was banging with people in there. I mean, there's a guy I joked with you after the game. You know, I get somebody mad at me. He's a guy I went on my side. This guy, I hate to jinx him here, but, you know, from a standpoint of a body frame and his work underneath almost reminded me of that great player from Rocky, Devin Uskoski. Realizing he's got a long ways to go being a freshman, but I thought he really provided some big-time energy for you there in the first half.
You know, he, the fact that he's 18 years old and a freshman is really exciting for us. You know, he's country strong. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's a load. And I think as time goes on, he'll get a little more crafty, and maybe the officials will give him a little more of a break. But seriously, people run into him, and he puts his hands away, and he gets called for a foul. And that's just not right. I'm serious. But there are other times he grabs, he holds, and you know, that kind of brings it on to himself. And so he would probably play a few more minutes if he was in his, you know, with the foul trouble issue that sometimes he gets. But, you know, gosh darn it, he's extremely intelligent. He pays attention to what you're saying. He works extremely hard. And he's a load now. I mean, he's, you know, 260 pounds. And we're not talking baby fat. We're talking about a real muscular kid that's not afraid to reach out and touch somebody.
We got a huge game coming up against Dixie State. I can't wait for that one. That's coming up on Monday. We had a great game against them down in Utah. Came up a little bit short. We'll be talking about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer. I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line, and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana quit line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer. Coming up on Monday at Alterowitz Gym, we're going to host Dixie State. You know, it was interesting. I was talking with Lasha after the game, and I said, boy, you got to be really looking forward to this one. And he said he was just foaming. He was so excited to get a chance at Dixie State again because he felt as a player that it was a game you guys should have won down there, barely lost. I mean, I suppose it's nice when you have these two games, you know, like sort of a home and away series during the course of a season, particularly if you come up a little bit short on the road, that, you know, I mean, I know that each game is different, but there's from a player standpoint, they certainly don't like to lose to the same team twice in a year.
Well, Dixie's really good. I mean, they've lost one game. They've beaten two teams in our they've beaten three, counting us. They've beaten three teams in the GNAC. They have great size inside. Their guard play is extremely good with Ross and Plunkett and Whitehead. I mean, those three guys are, you know, very good offensive players. They want to play with pace and quickness. They run lots of different stuff. And so it was, in a lot of respects, probably the best that we played in certain aspects of the game. As far as the competitive nature, is probably the most competitive I've seen this group be. And we came up short. I mean, we had two different opportunities at the end of the game to win the game, and we weren't able to do that. We did a lot of stuff during the course of the game, as you break this film down, that I would say is silly, things that we can correct, things that we can fix. But they're going to go back and do that. And the nicest part about this game right now, if you ask me, is it has conference flavor to it. When you get into the conference, everybody knows what you're doing. And so now we've got their tape. They've got our tape. We can go get tapes of somebody else, but we see exactly what they tried to do to us. And so we'll have to put some tweaks and adjustments in, just like they will. And we just have to play better. We have to guard better. We have to rebound better in this basketball game. But this is, you know, I'm excited to play this game. I mean, I would think about this then 24/7. And so, you know, it's a very good basketball. There should be two very good basketball teams competing on Monday night. So if you're interested in really good competitive basketball, it's going to be played at a decent level. I would like to think this Monday night's going to be that game.
And it sounds like it's got the potential to be a very entertaining type game. I mean, it's one thing if you've got two very competitive basketball players and they're, you know, the game's like 50-49. This is a game where it seems like the ball's going to be moving up and down the court pretty quick at times.
Yeah, well, nobody had to worry about stalling. You know, there was no stalling going on in this thing. So they want to get up and, you know, they want to get up and pressure. Yeah, they want to, you know, they want to do some of those types of things, and we like to do those types of things. And so, you know, they've got really good players, you know, good coach, good system. I think our guys are excited for the opportunity to play this basketball game.
I want to be careful how I say this because I certainly don't like to call out a team, but I thought it was pretty obvious early on, and you said you didn't play your best basketball against Northern New Mexico, but I thought there was no question that you guys had them beat from a talent standpoint. I thought essentially you did what you should have done. I thought you dominated the basketball game. It looked to me like a team at home that you should dominate. Is this a better indicator for a team at this point of the season when you play a team that you know is just really, really good and that you've got to play at the top of your game, give you a better idea of where you are as you inch a little closer to the Great Northwest Athletic Conference season?
Well, I think you have to have a mix. I think anybody that looks at college basketball out there, you know, you see North Carolina play Kentucky, and nothing against the people from Presbyterian, but they're not Kentucky. You know what I mean? And so I do think you have to have somewhat of a balance. But, you know, in the car after the game down in St. George, McCrary just says, I just love games like this. He says, did I want to win? Yeah. But he says, just to play in a game where it had that kind of electricity and that kind of excitement and that kind of, you know, fiery, competitive, you know, mood. You know, Henson said it was the most exciting game he's played in since he's been here. I wish we'd have won the dang thing. That would have made it a lot more exciting for Coach Pfeiffer. But, you know, I think, you know, an answer to your question is, I think you need to have you need to have games like this that are definitely going to reach out and challenge you. They're not outside your tax bracket. They're not beneath your tax bracket, and they're kind of in the tax bracket of what you're going to have to compete. You know, you take a look at this GNAC. I mean, we've got teams up there with that are 8-1, 7-1. You know, we're four and two, and you know, we're near the, you know, two losses in our conference right now is, you know, that's normal. I mean, one and two losses is what everybody in our conference has. I mean, that's who we're going to go out there and play and face. So this conference right now is looking to be more and more as competitive as it's ever been.
All right, that's coming up Monday at Alterowitz Gym as they take on Dixie State, a rematch from earlier on this season. Looking forward to that. Again, that's Monday, December 21st. Coach George Pfeiffer, congratulations on the very nice win over Northern New Mexico, and looking forward to Monday.
Thank you.
It's the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.